When no news is good news, this is Bad Cop No Donut for the week of October 7th, 2004.
All right, police!
Bad Cop No Donut!
Bad.
Cop.
No. Donut!
It's under law! And I rule!
Dozens of criminal cases have been dropped, and many more are in danger because of two Baltimore police officers who are being investigated for perjury. Prosecutors there say that the dropped charges, which include attempted murder, assault with a box cutter, drug dealing, and other serious charges, are a direct result of the investigation against Detectives Clarence Greer and Kevin Jones. Jones was charged with assaulting a handcuffed prisoner in 2001. The current investigation began looking into an incident where the detectives lied about having a warrant to conduct a search of a car. The detectives went through the formality of obtaining a warrant, but the investigation revealed that the car had been towed by police 3 hours before a judge signed the warrant. A police officer in Boynton Beach, Florida, will likely be fired as a result of his beating of a handcuffed man this past February. Sergeant David Leal has been on paid leave throughout the course of the investigation. So far, this has cost the force over $30,000, and the chief called for Leal's dismissal on Monday. Leal was captured on videotape punching his handcuffed victim 3 times in the stomach. He also kicked the man in the stomach. A memo written by investigators in August says that Leal abused his authority as an officer, used excessive force, committed battery, neglected his duty as an officer, lied to his superiors, falsified official records, and engaged in official misconduct. Leal has a long disciplinary record. He's been disciplined 11 times and suspended 4 times, including an unpaid suspension for an off-duty drunk driving charge. Pornographic images found on the home computer of a suspended Holmdel, New Jersey police officer depicted children, some as young as 5, according to testimony given this week at the officer's trial. James Davis is on trial for endangering by possessing child pornography, attempting to commit sexual assault, and official misconduct. Prosecutors say that Davis sought out young girls on the internet. He was caught by undercover investigators who posed as a 14-year-old, who Davis attempted to meet with for the purpose of having a sexual encounter. Davis's trial is ongoing. He's a person of interest in the disappearance of a mother of 4, and now Jamestown, New York police officer Michael Watson is facing multiple charges, including stalking. He is accused of harassing and stalking a number of women. Watson was arrested and charged on Monday with 1 count of official misconduct, 2 counts of harassment, and 4 counts of aggravated harassment. Watson is currently free on bail, and the FBI investigation into his relationship with the missing woman, who vanished 7 weeks ago, is ongoing. A former police officer in Bridgeton, New Jersey, who was previously convicted of sexual assault, has pleaded guilty to official misconduct. Anderson Guerin was sentenced to 11 years in prison after he was sentenced in 2000 for aggravated sexual assault, aggravated criminal sexual contact, and official misconduct. In September 1998, he went to a woman's home in the middle of the night while on duty and forced her to have sex with him. The Supreme Court of New Jersey threw out the conviction because the cop's lawyer was not allowed to present evidence at trial that the woman had a history of flirting with the officer. Apparently, in New Jersey, if you flirt with a police officer, he's justified in sexually assaulting you. The officer's sentence will be handed down on November 12th. Monson, Massachusetts Police Sergeant Robert Schumacher was not among the officers awarded for bravery at a ceremony in Springfield this week. He was to be awarded for the shooting and killing of a man who confronted police with a barbecue fork. The family of the victim complained, and authorities agreed to withhold the award for the time being. State investigators have already cleared the officer of any wrongdoing in the shooting, but the victim's family says that their own probe has revealed contradictory facts about the incident. Citizens of Columbus, Kansas are calling for a grand jury probe into the actions of their police force. At issue is the August death of a private investigator who had been hired to investigate incidents of police brutality on the force, including allegations against the former police chief. His death was ruled to be a suicide by the police. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation is also investigating the death. Citizens also expressed concerns about the fatal police shooting of a man who was killed by police in his own home in September. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation is also investigating that death. An undercover Ontario provincial police officer stationed in Orillia has been fired for stealing $16,000. The officer, who apparently suffers from some kind of gambling addiction, stole the money over a two-year period beginning in 2000 after gambling away $100,000 of his own money. John Gregory confessed to stealing the money from an OPP vault the day before an audit was scheduled to take place. He pleaded guilty to stealing the money at his criminal trial in November 2002, but has been suspended with pay until now. He's been asked to resign or face dismissal by next week. Parents of two teenagers who stole a car and went joyriding in Syracuse, New York, say the two were beaten by police during their subsequent arrest. The boys, one 13 and one 14, left their home without the knowledge of their parents, who have strict rules about the boys being home after dark. Police say the boys were injured when they tried to flee and fought with police who were attempting to arrest them. The boys' parents contend that although what their children did was wrong, the police should not be beating such young children. They also accuse police of denying one of the boys' treatment for his medical condition. Hundreds of people gathered in a park in Louisville, Kentucky on Sunday to protest the acquittal of former police detective Mackenzie Mattingly on four charges relating to the shooting death of a 19-year-old black man in January. Anti-police brutality demonstrations have taken place there weekly since last year when organizers started demonstrating after a grand jury failed to indict two white police officers who shot a man to death after he was handcuffed. New York civil rights lawyers want police officials to discipline a police officer who wears a slogan on his motorcycle helmet which reads, "Loud wives lose lives." The lawyers say that the message condones domestic violence. Recent studies suggest that domestic violence is 10 times more prevalent among police officers than in the general male population. Statistically, in North America, almost 40% of police officers engage in some sort of domestic violence. Last Friday, a Baltimore police officer pleaded guilty to official misconduct. Officer Myron Anthony Thorns was found to have not submitted $500 to his evidence control unit during an audit. He obtained the money during the course of his work. He must resign from the Baltimore force and serve 3 years of probation. A Newark, New Jersey police officer accused of stealing from drug dealers and planting evidence turned himself in on Saturday. Darius Smith was indicted on Friday on charges that he and another officer, Lawrence Furlow, robbed dealers and prostitutes of drugs, guns, and money. Smith may face an additional charge of being a fugitive from justice and has been suspended without pay. Furlow is already in custody and is also charged with theft, official misconduct, and tampering with and falsifying records. Both officers were identified by another officer, Tyrone Dudley, who admitted in court last week that he and seven other officers routinely stole money and drugs from dealers. The testimony was part of an investigation into widespread corruption in the Newark Police Department. The mayor of Calumet, Illinois, is accusing a teen beaten by police of blocking the investigation into his accusations of police brutality. The mayor says the teen is refusing to answer questions about what occurred when he was arrested by police. Police severely beat the 15-year-old boy at a police station after he was arrested for jaywalking while walking home from school. The boy's lawyers say that the mayor's accusations are absurd and that he shouldn't expect their client to talk to prosecutors from the same office that is currently pursuing charges against him for assaulting police officers in the same incident. The boy's family is pursuing the matter with a lawsuit in a federal court. An Alberta RCMP officer whose previous two trials ended in hung juries was finally convicted of manslaughter this week. In 1999, Constable Mike Ferguson shot a man to death in a jail cell after the man was arrested for public drunkenness. Ferguson was dispatched to the hospital to deal with a complaint made by a man who mistakenly thought that his wife had been abducted. He and the man got into a fight at the hospital and then into another one later at the jail, where Ferguson shot his victim twice. Email story ideas, comments, and suggestions to ihatepigs@hotmail.com. From CKLN 88.1 FM in Toronto, I'm Ron Anisich. Every week we end this segment with a song about the police. This week it's Cops for Fertilizer by Crucifux.
Well, that's a matter of opinion. It's a matter of intelligence.